Okay, time to talk some more Thanksgiving now with Masconomet High School football coach Gavin Monagle. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Well, here we go. I mean, it's just incredible. I remember talking like yesterday, and it was 90 degrees in August, and now we're talking in the 20s on Thanksgiving. And it's been quite a ride for you guys. And, I mean, if you could give us a report card for the team, some ups and downs, but I would say more ups and downs. How would you characterize this season so far?
I thought it was a pretty good year overall. I thought the kids came through for us. They just kept working through some adversity early in the year. Played some good teams throughout the year. You know, Newburyport got us early in the first game of the year. We went out to Grafton. Grafton is playing the Super Bowl right now. They haven't lost all year. That was a good football team. I thought we played a pretty good game out there, too, to tell you the truth. They're just good. And then, you know, we got some wins here, Winchester, and then tough game with Marblehead. But then since then, I think we've won five of six, I think, since that Marblehead loss. And, you know, we got some kids healthy back again. You know, Tyler McMahon was down earlier in the year. He was banged up. Owen was banged up early in the year. Will Mitchell was banged up early in the year. So getting those bodies back really helped us a lot. I think as the year went on, it definitely helped us a lot. You know, and get some good, all good quality football players. So it's good having them out there, and makes us a better, stronger team. And but I think more importantly, you know, the kids just kept coming to practice. We didn't have a bad practice all year, really, to tell you the truth. And that's not typical. And I think the kids, you know, to their credit, I don't think we ever got too high or too low with anything. I think that has to say a lot to do with the leadership of the seniors. You know, when things were tough early, I don't think anyone let it get to us. I thought we had enough confidence that we're a good football team. And then as we started winning games, I don't think we ever got too high either, as far as like understanding, you know, we got to keep fighting to get into the playoffs. So I think, you know, the seniors really deserve a lot of credit for this year's success.
When you look back as a former player, and kids grow, and they become adults, and the memories of the good time get even better. And you tend to push away the memories of the bad times. And the thing about football, where it's such a physical sport, you remember your teammates, you remember the clashes you had in practice, but the good times you had. And so that's something I think that, especially at this time of year for this game, that as a coach, you build these good memories into these kids, and they always look fondly back on them.
No, they do. It's really, you're right about that. Everyone tries to, I think the good memories do just come out. The tough memories, it's tough. Yeah, we do remember them, but not so much, you know. But the kids have responded well to everything, so it really is a positive group of kids. So it makes it a lot easier, you know. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the winning does come, I think, with all the hard work. And, I mean, God, if we didn't work so hard, I mean, you know, we could have knocked off at least two of those wins. I mean, obviously, you know, the Davis game could have gone either way. Swampscott, another good one. Beverly, another good one. So I think the kids understand, you know, everything, the hard work that they invested did pay dividends, because without it, there's no way you can even compete with those teams.
I think the other thing, too, playing Wakefield so close and coming off that game and beating Revere, it gives the kids a lot of confidence going into this game. And obviously, you know, we just talked before we started recording, Bishop Fenwick is a tough team. And before we talk about Fenwick, Gavin, tell me a little bit about the Thanksgiving process, the Thanksgiving culture, memories, and so on, as a coach and as a player, that's so important about this week. Because I know Manchester, we covered the Manchester game against Old Colony a couple of weeks ago. And Manchester lost a tight one. And Coach Grimes was out there in the middle of the rain telling the kids, okay, forget this. It's over. We have to concentrate on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in Massachusetts is huge. And it started right then, right there on the field after that game.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting time. I mean, we're really fortunate up here to play football on Thanksgiving here in Massachusetts. And, you know, we haven't in a couple years here. So, you know, I think our kids are even more looking forward to it. I definitely do, you know, feel a good vibe about, you know, everything, the way we've prepared. They're excited. So these kids, when they were freshmen, we did have a game with Everett still. We played a pretty good game down there in Everett. And I think probably about half a dozen to eight of them probably dressed in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their only really memory of it, though.
Okay.
So they haven't really seen it. They've been kind of, you know, obviously COVID kicked in there, and then we didn't have one last year. So, you know, I think they're excited about it. And, you know, honestly, I've been getting, you know, emails and texts and calls from alumni, some I don't even know. The truth is they're excited about it because there really hasn't been one in a long time. You know, and the Everett ones, we had a couple good games with them, but, you know, they're challenging, to say the least. And a couple of those games was at Fenway Park, which was really cool. And two of them were here. We played really well in one of those games. So that was different. So then it goes back to the, you know, the North Andover days, which was really, really, really cool. They played like 50-something years. So, you know, we haven't had that. But I think the kids are excited because, you know, I think Fenwick being a North Shore team, you know, everyone knows each other, I think. Everyone's familiar with each other. With us and Matt and Fenwick, and they're good. They're real good, you know. So I think that makes it pretty cool that both teams, playoff teams, and they went pretty far, as far, you know, really far. So that's exciting.
And in terms of the Thanksgiving Day game as a coach, I'm wondering. I know Paul Ingram used to tell me that it's the last game of the season, but in a way, it's the first game for next year because your seniors are looking back on this. This is their last game, and you know, and they're going to remember that. But for your underclassmen, it's like, okay, you either have a good feeling going into August, or you got some revenge on your mind. So it's more than just a traditional end of season game. It's something that you can build on one way or the other come next year.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this game. By everyone, you know. So the kids, you know, the way I look at it too, though, it's almost you can't overhype it though either, because you want the kids to just, because they, you know, just looking at it, it's like these kids are ready to go, you know. They don't, you know, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't overdo it. I think I felt that way almost every Thanksgiving, where I'm almost taking a step back, kind of like let the boys just kind of, you know, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it forever. And I just don't want to overhype it, you know, because I don't want, you know, silly mistakes because they're too nervous. I just want them to go out and play, have fun with football, and really enjoy Thanksgiving and just kind of make your memories there. And I just don't want to get in their way, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've led them this far, and I have a lot of confidence that they're going to, you know, finish things off as best they can. Obviously, it's a super team we're playing, but I'm positive we'll give it our best game.
Well, I think it makes a difference when you have a rival, and you guys have played different guys at the end. I know when I was a senior in high school, we played Danvers, and I want to say both of us were winless at that time. I can't even be sure. But for each of us, that was our Super Bowl. And I mean to tell you, you talk about not overhyping it, man. You know, that was so important. But I get what you're saying. And it sounds like the idea is to go out there, have fun, build good memories, and all of that. And I guess, is there a particular Thanksgiving Day game that comes to mind for you, Coach McGonigal? Bill Newell talked to Coach.
I mean, as a player or as a coach?
Either way. Either one.
I had a lot of good memories. I mean, you know, I got to dress as a freshman as a kid. I just remember being on the sidelines the whole time, and that was exciting to me. You know, from that, you know, honestly, from that to, like, coaching, I coached the game. A couple games were when I went to the Super Bowl.
There you go, yep.
Three or four times. And I remember winning one of those ones. That was really exciting. That was pretty cool when I was at Dom Savio. And then and playing. I played in two games where the winner went to the Super Bowl, and we won. We got to play in two Super Bowls because of that. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting winning those games, knowing you're going to the Super Bowl. Back then, it was just like, you know, the top two teams in each division made it.
Yeah.
You had to get your points. You had to win, and that was exciting. So I've been really blessed with lots of really cool memories of Thanksgiving.
As a player, where did you play in the Super Bowl? What venue? Where were you?
I played at East Boston Stadium.
Okay.
It was right at the airport. It was because we played this old school, Christopher Columbus. That was the North End Catholic School, and we were the East Boston Catholic School. And, you know, a lot of kids took the train, the parents, you know, trains, buses, and just got to the game that way. And people in the neighborhood were just kind of crawl into the game. You know, I mean, it was really cool. It was really cool. Both teams, everyone knew each other. You know, again, everyone knew it was a really strong rival, so it was pretty neat.
Awesome. Yeah, I know some of the games that we went to, the Super Bowls, one was down in Quincy, there was another one at BU, all over the place. So it's so great to see that the kids have a chance now to get down to Gillette. Coach, any final thoughts about Thanksgiving? And, I mean, it's a great time. You guys have had a good year. Obviously, winning on Thanksgiving Day will make it better. But I want to thank you for all the times I've called you in the nighttime this year.
I appreciate everything. No, you guys have been great. Really appreciate all you've done for us in high school football here in the area. It's been great. And all the coaches are excited about that to speak to you. So we're really happy about that. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. And I want to apologize, Coach McGonigal, because Bill Newell was just talking with Coach McGonigal over at Endicott. So my bad.
Oh, he's a great guy. Paul's a great guy. Yeah.
Okay.
He's had quite a year again, too.
Hasn't he, though? Yeah. And they're in the playoffs. It's been great. It's so exciting. Love it. Love doing it. I wish you all the best, Coach. Good luck this weekend, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, too, as well.
Thanks, Gavin. Be well.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Gavin McGonigal, who is the coach at Masconomet High School with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.